Proclamation. Proclamation is an announcement. But tonight I want to tell you, maybe everything you hear is not something you need to tell everybody else. So maybe not something you tell everyone. That's the sermon title, and we'll get into that. I'm going to read for you tonight Matthew 1, 18 through 25. Matthew 1, 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly or privately. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So all this was done. Please keep that verse in mind because I'm about to read something, and we'll have to clarify it later. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Father, Lord, help us tonight. We're going to kind of go down a little different track tonight from where we were this morning. Now we're looking at Joseph and his side of this. Lord, just by reading that, in my mind, and I'm sure in the minds of others, some questions began to arise. Wonder what was going through the mind of Joseph. And Lord, we want to look at that tonight. Another announcement, another angel coming to give him the assurance of all that was happening was a part of God's plan. But Lord, sometimes when we're on the front end of it, looking at it from the human, it's really hard to see that. And so Lord, I pray that you will help us tonight to understand what we see, what we believe, and Lord, what we do need to be telling the world. Help us tonight, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we talked this morning about Mary being very young. There's no way to prove what theologians believe and what people speculate and what they say. But I believe Joseph was several years older than Mary. And we'll kind of just barely get into that a little bit. But we said this morning that Mary, probably an older teenager, has an angel come to her and tell her these things that had to just blow her mind a little bit, that she was going to be involved in something so spectacular. And then there was a lapse of time, and these things begin to unfold, and Joseph is a little bit on the outside looking in. Can you imagine? So when the angel shows up for Joseph, his words to him seem to be a little bit more biological than theological. Because I'm guessing Joseph had some questions that he needed answered. You've heard the story. Let's see. Maybe not something you tell everyone. Kind of keep that in the back of your mind, and you'll, I think, understand that. In this first verse that we read, it says, while being betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Now, it says there of the Holy Spirit, and the angel will confirm that later. But can I promise you, Joseph didn't know that at first. Joseph did not know that she was pregnant, made with child by the Holy Spirit. So the short form of this part of the story is Joseph and Mary were betrothed. That is a legally binding engagement, except they weren't sleeping together. They had not consummated. They had not had the marriage ceremony, but she was legally bound to marry Joseph. And while in that legal status, Mary comes up pregnant, going to have a baby. One thing Joseph knows for certain is who has not slept with Mary, and it would be Joseph. He knows that, but she's going to have a baby, and they're legally betrothed to one another. Do you see? Do you see where that could be awkward? I know I probably told this 8 or 10 times, but it was comical the day it was said. This was years ago. Our son was very much younger and smaller than he is now, a little guy. And somehow, through the conversations, we were talking about a young lady that was going to have a baby. And my son, being somewhat naive and not old enough to fully understand all those things, knew that that girl wasn't pregnant, was not married, but she was pregnant. And he looked at his mother and he said, "She's going to have a baby, but she's not married. Is that sort of a Mary thing?" And my wife, not wanting to over-explain that, said, "No, son, it's not a Mary thing at all." And that's kind of where we left it, and he didn't say any more, and that's kind of how this was right here. This is kind of how this was. I don't even know where this comes from or what it means, but you've heard it. Awkward. You know what I'm saying? That's where Joseph is. Now, I tried to put this into a setting where we could get it. So here's the deal. Can you imagine the guy sitting around at lunch and Joseph says he's at work. See, he's a carpenter and he's at work, and they take a break and they're all sitting around a table. And he says, I guess my girlfriend's going to have a baby. And she said she hadn't slept with anybody. She just got pregnant. What do you think the faces of his coworkers are right there? Are they questioning Joseph a little bit? Are they looking at him saying, "How dumb can you be? What are you talking about?" You see where I'm going with that? See, I'm not sure Joseph really needed to say that. I'm not sure Joseph needed to make that announcement. Because there's some things that when you say it, you're going to have a hard time selling that right there. And I believe this is one of those things. Wow. My girlfriend is going to have a baby, and she says she hasn't slept with anybody. Now, I guarantee you, if that happens tomorrow at most of our places of work, most of the men are going to say to the guy who says that, "Don't be naive, man. She ain't worth it. She's running around. Dump her like a hot rock." You know what I'm saying? That's the way it's going to be. And I suspect that if Joseph had said that to anybody, he would have gotten the exact same reply. Point number, now the thing is, see, she was found to be with child. That's the main point of the Holy Spirit comes later. She was found to be with child, and Joseph is in a very awkward place. The story goes on, and angel said it was okay. And that fixes it all right up. Joseph is now trying to figure things out in a very human way. The world would say to him, "You have every right to have that woman put to death for the shame she has brought on you and on her father's house." You know that's the penalty for adultery in the Bible days? Death by stoning. Wow. And if he had gone to work and told his co-workers that story, they would have probably encouraged him, saying, "Joseph, you know good and well that Mary's been running around on you while you're over here working, planning to support her the rest of her life and take care of her and those kids. And look what she's doing to you. You ought to have her put to death." You could. You'd be totally right. You'd be in the right. Wow. Sometimes right isn't necessarily right, I have to think. It seems, when I read this, that Joseph was more concerned about the shame that was going to be put on Mary. something about this young woman and something about this man, while he did not know, he didn't want to do anything like that. And so he began to kind of plan how he could get out of this legally binding betrothal. So here we go back to work, and it's lunch break. And the guys are now knowing that she's going to have a baby. And they go, "Well, Joseph, when are you getting married?" And he goes, "We're going to break up. We're not getting married." Now, see, in just a few months, you can hide something for a little while. Like right now, you could lay it off on turkey and mashed potatoes. But after 3 or 4 months, man, this thing's taking shape. And everybody knows Mary's having a baby. And if it didn't get out, it's out now. And they're not come together yet. Wow. Nazareth. Did I tell you this morning we've been there? We've been to Nazareth. Little old one street town. I guarantee you it did not take long. And everybody. You remember the woman at the well? I don't know where the well was in Nazareth, but I can tell you for sure that in the morning when the women are drawing water, Mary's getting eaten alive. Can you believe it? I mean, y'all may have never heard of such thing nowadays, but back then, the well was the gossip place. I mean, you went there to get that. That was the daily news right there. You found out what was going on at the well. And here this young girl who's getting married to this foreigner, he's from South, and has moved up to the Nazareth area. We don't even know who his daddy is. They don't, because they're all from Nazareth, and Joseph is there. And, oh, man, this is just, it's going downhill in a hurry. It's going downhill in a hurry. Joseph just wants to end the thing and let Mary go on her way and him go on his way and call the whole thing off. Wow. Now, if he had done that, Mary comes up very pregnant, and Joseph has broken up with her. That puts more shame on Mary, probably, than killing her, because she's got to live with it. I won't say raise your hands, because you younger people won't have a clue what I'm even about to say. Don't raise your hands. This is rhetorical. I can remember a day when it was a pretty horrible thing to find out that a young teenage girl had come up with child, not of the Holy Spirit. It did bring shame. Oh, have mercy. In Tennessee, I don't know what they did in Iowa. I don't know what they did in Iowa. But in Tennessee, young girls would go to stay with a sick aunt for months, helping out that aunt over in some other town where nobody knew her. And when she came back, she didn't have a baby. She just came back, and everything was hunky-dory, and she went on with life. Anybody ever heard of such things happening? Maybe it didn't happen that way in Iowa. That's what they did in Tennessee. It's covering it up. Whatever you do, we can't have that shame put on our family. Oh, Lordy mercy. Then some slightly older cousin or aunt would come up with a baby, and you go, "I didn't even know you were expecting." Then after a little while, everybody knew. Yeah, she had it. They're raising it. I heard somebody the other day, we were talking back there, and somebody said, "I remember when you weren't allowed to say pregnant out loud." And I've said it probably 30 times already tonight. My mother didn't say pregnant when she was talking about married people. You whispered the initials PG. I'm probably 15 years old trying to figure out what PG means. I'm telling you, I was raised naive. And I'm guessing that's the way these people were. Though such things just didn't happen. And probably if they did, that daughter went away and nobody knew where she went. That was the best thing that could have happened. And maybe they killed her in the streets to make sure the other teenage girls are going, "I'm not going to do that." See what I'm saying? Wow. They still have honor killings today. They still kill the girls if they bring shame on their family. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. So, Maybe Joseph would have been better off not to tell his friends that he was breaking up with her at all. Maybe Joseph was just quiet, waiting, trying to figure this thing out. So the angel comes and says, "Joseph," let's see what he says. While he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. So now Joseph goes to work, and the guys are going, Joseph, is Mary going to, and he goes, going to have a baby? And they go, well, y'all are still in betrothal, aren't you? Yeah, but hey, it's all right. An angel come and told me her baby's from the Holy Spirit, so it's fine. Now, what do you think them co-workers are doing? Huh? Remember I told you this morning that if an angel showed up and told you anything, you would be in awe. But they didn't meet the angel. They're meeting Joseph. And Joseph tells them that an angel told him that it was just fine not to worry about it. And they all go, uh-huh, an angel. Huh. Now they're more worried about him than if he had ever opened his mouth in the first place. Wow. Can you understand how difficult this was? I don't know if we can understand it. I'm telling you, the death penalty was resting on Mary's head had Joseph wanted to use that option. But he was a just man. He did not want to make her a public example. Public example there means something very bad. He did not want to do that. He was going to send her away privately. That's what he wanted to do, put her away until some other time. But that angel showed up and told him, and Joseph became instantly confident that he was going to do the right thing. He was going to take Mary as his wife and let the chips fall where they may. That was his wife, and it was him and her, and they would face it together. Wow. Now, nobody's going to believe this story, you understand, in that day. Nobody's going to believe this story. So what Joseph really needs is somehow to get away from Nazareth and all the eyes and all the people. Because now they have gotten married. They have legally gotten married, but they do not consummate the marriage for reasons that the angel basically told him not to do that, not to worry about that. And so what they need to do is get out of town. Joseph works up there. Mary's from there. What do you do in that case? What do you do? One day, this is the greatest, this is the craziest story that's ever been told, if we can understand it. One day, some Roman soldiers marched into that little town, and one of them rolled out a proclamation. That's what he had, an announcement. He read a proclamation, and he said, by decree of Caesar Augustus, every man is to go to his hometown and register for a census and pay taxes in his hometown to the Roman government. You have so many days to arrive in your hometown. If any man's found not to be in his hometown, you'll be punished by the same. Joseph went home that evening, looked at Mary and said, I have good news. And she said, what's the good news? He said, we're going to Bethlehem. She said, what makes that good news? The good news was, we're out of here. No more prying eyes, no more gossiping, no more pointing. We're out of here. Because when we go to Bethlehem and show up, all they know is, this is my wife and we're going to have a baby. It will be better there. For Joseph, it was an escape. For Joseph and Mary both, it was an escape. For God, it was the master plan, because Jesus, by, as I said this morning, by prophetic decree, had to be born in Bethlehem. There had to be some reason for Joseph to take his more than slightly pregnant wife on a journey that long. But now he had his answer. Now he had his way out. And they could get away from Nazareth, go, and they wouldn't be back for years. And Jesus would be a young child, and people would have forgotten that, and there would be other things they could talk about. Wow. It sounds on the one hand like Peyton Place. Some of you are wondering what that means. You got to be old to know that one. And I don't know any other stories to make that relationship to. On the one hand, it just sounds like something crazy. And on the other hand, we see God woven all the way through this story. The angel came to Mary. The angel came to Joseph. Proclamation. this is what's happening. This is what's happening. Now, some of these things, Joseph probably, in all reality, never talked about this at lunch because I don't think he had a clue what to do next. I think he was waiting, trying to figure it out. That was all just made up to make the point in the modern day. How would we deal with this in the modern day? Well, let's go back to Matthew 1:23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. We lose Joseph pretty early in the biblical narrative. Actually, from the time of his 12th year, we never hear the name Joseph again. We don't know where he goes. We don't know what happens to him. In my video, he gets killed in a work accident because I made that totally up. We don't know if he died of old age. We have no idea what happened to Joseph. All we know is Joseph is not in the picture in the adult life of Jesus. His mother very much is. And so we don't know what that means. One thing Joseph did know was that Jesus was not his son. Somehow, in all those strange events that led to the birth of Jesus, Joseph knew by proclamation of an angel that God had come. I don't know what you and I call strange beyond measure. I don't know. I don't know what you call strange beyond measure. But I think if we look, God comes all the time. God still works. He doesn't need to be this miraculous, this strange, because Jesus came once. But in so many other ways, God has come, worked in our lives, and we have a choice. Is it something we're going to tell, or are we going to be silent and watch and see how it works out? If you go to work today and say, boy, you know what? We were praying about this, and I tell you what, it happened. Nothing but God. Nothing but God. Somebody across the work table from you looks at you and goes, what do you mean, God? Do you know how many times I've heard people say they were praying for something and it didn't happen? How come yours is God? It's when it's good, you want God in it, but when it's not good, you don't bring God up. What kind of deal is that? I'm telling you, it was luck. It was pure coincidence. Does that back you down? Does it mess with your faith? Does it make you say, yeah, how am I going to prove to somebody? How am I going to convince somebody? See, do you understand what I'm saying? See, the proclamation of believing that God is involved in the daily lives of people. Joseph and Mary. Why Mary? How many young maidens were there in Israel that he could have picked any one of them? He could have picked one in Bethlehem who didn't have to go anywhere. God could have chosen any girl, and he could have chosen any guy. He could have done it any way in the world. And he, for some reason, chose Mary and Joseph. And friends, sometimes when he wants to work, he's going to choose you and I. And we can't say, who am I? Why me? We cannot do that. We want to be involved. We want to say, behold the handmaiden of the Lord. Wow, that's what Mary said. Kind of crazy. Now I'm at the word Emmanuel. Emmanuel was not to be his given name. Emmanuel was a proclamation to Joseph of who Jesus was. God with us. Born of a virgin. See, that was a confirmation to Joseph that this woman that he cared about and who loved him, but both of them loved God. This was a confirmation to him that this was the hand of God. She was a virgin, and this child would be God with us. Not to be his name, but to be called Emmanuel to Joseph. But he said plainly, you shall call his, in verse 21, she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He plainly told Joseph to name him Jesus, but he said, to you, He is God with us. You'll know until you're not even in the picture that that's God on earth. Now, Mary knew it. Luke 2:19, you can go look that one up. It says Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Still something to take in, all of that. Now, looking back, with the whole story before us, I'm not sure we can imagine the hardship of this for Mary and Joseph. In those early days, first Mary telling Joseph and then probably her family. And, you know, after a while, she had to go down to Elizabeth and but it just, so many things made that seem very difficult. But it's a story we need to tell. And we need to tell it from an aspect of faith. Not make-believe, not a fairy tale, as I said this morning. Not a fairy tale, but a faith tale. The reality of our Christian belief is rooted in something very true. Who Jesus is. The birth of Jesus is an amazing story. It deserves to be told, and it needs to be told. And my suggestion to us tonight is that in the coming days, you and I will meet people that at this time of year, whether it be saying something like this, did you hear about that city over there? They made them take down the nativity, won't let them have a nativity. So that's a political. Then you can get in a big political argument. You don't have to get in a big political argument. You can say, you know what? They can take down every nativity there is. I know the story of the nativity. I know the story. Jesus. And you can use that, see, as an intro to preach, proclaim, declare the reality of what your faith says about who Jesus is and what He is. He is the Son of God, and He is, in fact, God Himself. I have a feeling that Joseph very quickly bought into this, not just because of the angel. I think he might have needed that. I believe Joseph was a just man, meaning he was religiously close to God, as was Mary. I believe both of them were waiting for the day when the Messiah would come. I told you this morning, lots and lots and lots of little boys were named Yeshua because they were waiting for the Messiah and they wanted to give God many, many opportunities. This one came, but He was not born of man. He was, in fact, conceived by the Holy Spirit. We have a story to tell to the nations that will turn their hearts to the right. We need to be telling the story. Proclaim the proclamation, Jesus is the very Son of God. Stand with me tonight if you would. I appreciate you making the effort to be back. I know the weather is not really conducive. Be very careful, and if you have to travel in the morning, be even more careful. Check your roads, check your brakes, be careful. But know, when you get to your destination, you are the proclamation of the Lord. You are the mouthpiece of God in this day and age. Be a blessing to someone else. Father, go with us as we leave this place.